Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. You have a moment to... Thank you. I'll try to be as briefly as possible, okay? Now, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
One.
All right, thank you. And which of the following best describes the school your child will attend this coming school year? You can select all that apply. One of the district public schools in Boston, does that apply? Or
yes.
A charter school, a public school, but outside Boston, a private school, homeschool. So only one of the district public schools in Boston apply, or does other one apply?
One.
Just that one. All
eight.
Right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
35.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. And how do you describe your gender? Man, woman,
non-binary?
Okay, thank you. That would be woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the option that I have. Thank you. How would you describe your race?
Black.
African-American black? Okay, thank you. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades is your child entering this fall?
Fifth grade.
Okay, thank you. 1 second. All right. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public Schools school system? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school? A, B, C, D, or F? I'm sorry?
A B.
Okay. Yep. And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools as a whole? A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
C? All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
I haven't really seen a difference, so I'll see a D.
A D? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? You can pick up to your top two. I'll read down the list. Parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
Local politicians.
Okay, the politicians, and did you say the local community? That's the other one.
No, I wouldn't say the local community.
Okay.
I'll say the students, too. They do take the students into consideration.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I wouldn't say they take the parents into consideration, yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's see here. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged, thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged, thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The communication I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Would you say you strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Or, I'm sorry, the options are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Your
strongly
answer?
Agree.
Strongly agree. All right, thank you. Next one. The Boston Public School Systems make me feel welcome. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The last one on this. The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. Next question. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Am I worried about that right now?
The question is, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Next question. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Does your child's school offer after-school sports or not? Would you say they don't offer, or offer not enough, or offer the right amount, or offer too much?
They offer the right amount.
Right amount, okay. Does your child's school offer extracurriculars like arts and music or not? Not offered, offer not enough, offer the right amount, or offer too much?
Offer the right amount.
Right amount, thank you. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
No.
All right, thank you. Does your child receive service for English learning, English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. For the next few questions, please think about your fifth grade child. Looking ahead for when your fifth grade child will attend high school, will you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston Public Schools or not? Yes, satisfied?
Yeah.
No, not satisfied.
Not satisfied.
I'm sorry?
Not satisfied, no.
Not satisfied, okay. What are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your fifth grade child, in your own words?
Safety, graduation rate, location.
I'm sorry?
Okay, so I said the safety of the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Diversity in the high school.
Okay.
Graduation rate.
Okay.
Extracurricular activities provided, and in guidance, the type of guidance counselor that's provided in college prep.
Okay, I'm sorry. After extracurricular activities provided, you said something about the guidance counselor. What did you say?
Yeah, the type of guidance, how much guidance counselors that they have on staff, like the guidance counselor to student ratio. And then their college prep, like what they do for college prep.
And college prep, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So I have safety, graduation rate, diversity, extracurricular activities provided, how much guidance counselors they have on staff, and college prep.
Uh-huh.
Is that about right?
Yep.
All right,
yes.
Thank you. Next question. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your fifth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as state-of-the-art community space like Boys and Girls Club? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you think it would be like technology replacing teachers or just like them using technology during class?
It just says state-of-the-art community space and digital lessons as well combined with in-person teachers.
Oh, no. So it's like combined. No.
Okay.
I just want in-person teacher. Yeah.
All right. No worry. Next question. Thinking about a high school for your fifth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school. Here's the first one. Allow my child to move at their own pace. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
Thank you. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
Thank you. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
Thank you. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Very appealing.
And here's the last one on this. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Thank you. Next question. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English and Creole, Haitian Creole.
Let's see here. I'm sorry, you said Asian?
No, English.
Oh, English, and what was the other one?
Haitian Creole.
Okay, other. All right, thank you. Let's see here. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me?
Yes.
I went to college. So I have my bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, and $25,000 to less than $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to less than $100,000. Thank you.
The one.
And, all right, perfect. And this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for participating. Keep in mind that your opinion is very important to us, okay? So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the rest of your night, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.